Our starting pitching matchup tonight, a couple of young right-handers going at it. Emmett Sheehan, who was making his return from Tommy John surgery, his first start since September of 2023 against Padres righty Stephen Kolek. Both tossed the scoreless opening inning. Jake Cronenworth hit a leadoff double in the second. He was still on second base with two men away for Elias Diaz.
0-2 to Diaz, line sharply up the middle, kicks off of Edmund into right field. Cronenworth will come in to score, and the Padres take a 1-0 lead.
The early story was Kolek. He was really good. Four scoreless innings to begin his night. But the problem was the Padres didn't score another run against Sheehan, and then they didn't score in the top of the fifth inning against lefty Justin Robleski. That brought us to the bottom half of the fifth. Padres still leading just 1-0. Max Muncy led off for L.A. He hit a line drive to deep right. Fernando Tatis Jr. went back on it. He leapt by the warning track. It clanked off his glove and rolled away. Muncy got all the way to third base with a triple as Fernando had trouble picking it up. It was probably a ball that Fernando would say he should have caught. That was costly because Andy Páez followed with a sack fly to center. Muncy scored, and that tied the score at 1-1. Dodgers weren't done against Kolek. Tommy Edman singled. Hyesung Kim doubled to send Edman to third base. That set things up for the rookie Dalton Rushing.
And that's it on a line into right field, down at a base hit. Fernando's got to send it in. Both runs will come in to score. It's a two-run single for the nine-hitter Dalton Rushing. And for the first time tonight, the Dodgers lead. It's 3-1.
Kolek got out of the inning with the Padres trailing 3-1, but the damage had been done. Robleski and Kolek traded zeros in the sixth inning. Robleski retired the side in order in the seventh. At that point, 16 consecutive Padre hitters had been set down. Kolek returned to the mound for the bottom half of the seventh. He walked a batter, hit a batter, two on with nobody out. Wandy Peralta came in. He got the first two batters he faced. He then walked the number nine batter to load the bases for Shohei Ohtani, but Peralta struck out Ohtani to end the inning. So the Padres trail just 3-1. Going to the eighth inning, a two-out double for Bryce Johnson finally snapped a stretch of 18 in a row set down by Dodger pitching. So with Johnson on second, Fernando Tatis Jr. representing the tying run, well, Fernando grounded out. The inning was over. David Morgan pitched the scoreless bottom of the eighth inning. We went to the ninth inning. Padres still trailing 3-1. Robleski stayed on. The Padres made some serious noise. Luis Arraez hit a leadoff single. Manny Machado then hit a grounder to third. Probably should have been a double play ball, but a low throw for Max Muncy wasn't handled by Tommy Edman at second base. Everybody was safe. Gavin Sheets singled to load the bases with nobody out. So the Padres had them all loaded up, down by two in the top of the ninth inning. Jake Cronenworth then hit a fly ball to center. Plenty deep to score. Arraez from third. That made it 3-2. The other runners stayed put at first and second with just one out. Xander Bogaerts then dug in.
Xander hits it on a line out to left center field. He's found the alleyway. Machado rounding third. He's going to score. Lockridge is racing to third. He'll be held there. Bogaerts into second with a game-tying RBI double in the ninth.
So the Padres tied it on the Bogaerts double, but again, Lockridge, the go-ahead run, he was held at third base, and I'll talk about that later. That was the correct hold by Tim Leeper at third base. I've looked at the replay. It was the right call to hold Lockridge at third base. It was. Padres wouldn't take the lead. Dodgers threw out Lockridge at home on a ground ball with the infield in. Elias Diaz then grounded out to end the inning. So again, the Padres scoring two in the top of the ninth inning to tie the game at three, but they did not take the lead. We were tied at three going bottom nine. Robert Suarez came in. Suarez got a pop out from Tommy Edman to begin the inning. Then Dodger manager Dave Roberts went to his starting catcher Will Smith. Well, I should say his typical starting catcher Will Smith, who was coming off the bench today. Smith pinch hit in the number eight spot for Kike Hernandez, who had pinch hit earlier in the game for Hyesung Kim. It was Suarez against Smith in a tie game in the bottom of the ninth.
The pitch from Suarez swung on, hit in the air to right center field and deep. Fernando racing back at the wall, leaps up. It's going to go. Walk off, pinch hit, home run, maybe. Yes. Tatis for a moment looked like he might have caught it. He didn't. And Smith has hit a pinch hit, walk-off home run to break the Padres' hearts here in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Will Smith hitting a home run to right center. Fernando made a leap by the fence. It just got out of here. And that was that here tonight. Will Smith walks it off, a home run to right center, 4-3, Dodgers win it as they have won three in a row to begin this four-game series. The Padres have now lost seven of their last nine. All those games against National League West opponents. The Padres are also now just a record of three and 10 in their last 13 games. Yes, is that right? I'm going to double check that during the break. Not that you want to hear it anyway, but I will double check it during the break. So give me a moment here. I want to make sure I'm right. Anyway, here tonight, Dodgers win it 4-3. We'll hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt when we return. More postgame after this on the Padres Radio Network.